Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Siman Tuf Reish Chaf Ches, and we are up to Sif Bais. Ha'osa Sukasai Berosh HaAgala, or Berosh HaSfinas, to sound familiar to all you guys. A guy bakes his sukkah, puts his sukkah up on a wagon, or on the top of a wagon, or on the top of a ship or a boat. If it can't stand up to the wind of a normal wind on land, then it's psula. However, if it could stand up to a normal wind, if it were on what? If it were on regular dry land, even if it couldn't stand up in a normal wind of the yam, it's going to still be ksheira. In other words, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the normal wind of the yam is considered like a ruach she'eino mitsuya of the land. And therefore, since the sukkah could stand up to a ruach mitsuya of land, even though it can't stand up to the ruach she'eino mitsuya on land, it's still going to be kosher. Practically on the ship or on the boat or on the, I guess, on the agola when it's moving and there's a greater wind, that's not going to affect the status of the sukkah. So let's see this all in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud, Berosh HaAgola, after Metaltala V'loi Kaviya, even though this is a movable sukkah and it's not fixed in one place. Now, by the way, if you remember from when you learned the Gemara, this is a little different than the Lo Kaviya of the moving of, you remember there was the Kare Amita, the moving of the bed, right? You guys learned the first parak, right? The second parak. So when you move the bed, so that's also, if you have a sukkah that's made of bedposts and the schach on top of it instead of the mattress and you move it, so that was all shaila of kviya and arai, but that was different because here is a different type of ena kviya because the floor, relative to the floor of the sukkah, it is kavua. It's just that the whole sukkah itself is moving, okay? And that, again, that we paskin, that's okay. Therefore, the merchants and people selling things, they can go ahead and make their sukkah on wagons. Or if you're a Chabad shaliach, you could also do that. Make yourself a nice sukkah truck. Right, the sukkah ba'agolos shalem shekayrin baydil uvelvad. However, what is required is sheyehei b'socha gavoa asara tzvachim. Inside that sukkah, you have to have 10 tzvachim, v'rochav shiva, and it has to have the area of 7 tzvachim below hagalgalim, without any wheels coming up into the sukkah. It needs to have a full area, both in terms of its actual width and length, and also its height of asara tzvachim. Achein, tzar sheikshirvenu sham b'chayzek. However, you're going to have to go ahead and tie it there tightly, so that it has to minimally be able to stand up for ruach mitzuya ba'aretz, in the ruach mitzuya of the aretz. Sifkatan yud aleph, o berosh hasfina, or if you have this sukkah not only on the top of a wagon, but also on the top of a boat, hu makom gavo shal hasfina, this is at the top, right, at the height of the boat, let's say on the top deck, hu gavo ma'od, it's very high up, v'aruach sholetes sham, and there's great winds up there, v'okarta, and I could definitely knock it down. So, obviously, if it knocked down, at that point, you were in Yotzi because the sukkah is knocked down. But obviously, the point is that it will, and it could very well be blown, knocked down. But right now, it's up, and you could be Yotzi there. Sifkot and Yibbez, in Eina Yechola, Rosa Lomar, Shalo Kashra B'chozek Klal. Meaning, if you didn't tie it down at all, or you didn't tie it down with any significant strength or anything like that, so then if any small ruach would knock it down, then obviously it's psula. Da'afil diras arai lohad, because then it wouldn't even be a diras arai, because it just basically goes and gets knocked down in a ruach mitzuya of the aretz. Sifkat and yigimel, afilu meni yachol lamod. Why? The ruach mitzuya of the yam, that's keruach she'ena mitzuya of the yabasha. The normal wind of the yam is like the ruach she'ena mitzuya of the yabasha, and therefore it will be ksheira. Why? Sifkat and yidalit, the yakol panim, michlal diras arai lo nafka, it's still in the world of diras arai, even when it's actually on the yam, still considered a diras arai because it has the ability to stand pat in a ruach matsuya on regular dry land. Sif gimel. Asa birosh hagamol o birosh ha'ilan sheira. Guy goes ahead and he builds a sukkah on the top of a camel, meaning in between the humps. O birosh ha'ilan, or top of a tree. Sheira, it's going to be kasha, the sukkah is kasha. V'ein olin la b'yomtav. However, there's an iser to go on it, the yomtav, because as you all know, you're not allowed to be mishtamish, you're not allowed to go ahead and climb up on a tree on Shabbos, or on yomtav, and you're not allowed to go ahead and climb on an animal on Shabbos and yomtav. Zera is a similar zera. You might go and break a branch. You might break a branch if you climb up a tree. You might break a branch if you climb up on an animal because you're going to take and not go off a branch in order to whip it or whatever you do to get the gamal moving. Let's move weiter. So he says, Mishnah Brura sif katan tes vav berosh hagamal hainu she'asa sham. What he did was she'asa sham hadafanos bein chatot roseha. You see, hagamal, he made the walls in between the humps, and he puts chach there. Or sifkatan tes vav tes zayin berosha ilan tikein moshavo berosho. He went ahead and he was set up his place of dwelling berosho, the sukkah there on the top of the ilan va'asa sham mechitzos, and he made mechitzos up there on the tree. Uschach, and he puts chach there, so he has like a little treehouse. But what's the treehouse? The treehouse is the sukkah. So it's kasher. But he's not going to go up there on Yom Tov. Yid Zayin, v'ein olin la. M'nei sh'asher l'shtamesh b'yom tov. But it's also to go ahead and utilize a bali chayim. U'milchubar. You're not going to go on an animal or on a tree attached to the ground. K'mo sh'kasev reish siman shin lamed vav. Afilu im ha'sukkah hi ala aretz. Now he's saying another thing. Even if the sukkah is actually on the ground, ela sh'akonim shal aschach. Even if, let's say, you have two trees, and in between the trees on the ground, you have a sukkah, but the schach is being supported by the trees, aser la loisla, so too there, aser la loisla b'shabbos. La loisla doesn't mean climb up, it means go into the sukkah, right, on Yom Tov. Why? Zeresham yishtamesh b'aschach, because maybe you will utilize the schach. She'aniach sham chafatav. The people would go ahead and they put their things on the schach, or yisle bo shum davar, or hang something. So therefore, if it would be a regular sukkah, so you have schach, people put things, like they might hang the jacket up on the schach, whatever it is, so that is okay. But if the schach itself is being supported, if its support is the tree, then you're going to be mishtamesh b'ilan. And then he says, the efshar, it's possible though, the dafka b'yom harishonim, specifically, the yamim harishonim shayu v'gilin l'shtamesh b'schach laniach l'tlois shom chafetzeim. It could be that only in those earlier days when people would actually use the schach to hang things on them. Aval achshav she'ein regilin b'kach. Now that people don't do that, ein choshin l'kach. Therefore, it's possible that there's no chshash, and therefore umutu lalos l'socha, and therefore it would be okay to go ahead and go into such a sukkah after Shabbos v'yom tov. So he brings here a possibility that if we're not talking about the sukkah actually on the tree, but in between the trees, and you're just supporting the schach with the trees, maybe you'd be able to go in there because there's no shash nowadays that you're going to go ahead and use the schach to hang things. However, as we pointed out once before, and he's going to point it out again, it's going to be referring to something we're going to see coming up. He says, anyway, you shouldn't do it, and you should not be soimech and support the schach on the tree. Why? And we mentioned this once already, that l'chadchila, you do not go ahead and support the schach on something that itself is not kosher l'schach. Right? The supports have to be kosher and roi l'sichuch. K'mo shekasav b'simen tav reish chav tes, ayein sham hatam. Again, we'll see this coming up, in tav reish chav tes. V'mnat kundesin b'ilan. However, if you go ahead and you put, like, let's say, poles or wooden poles, and you jam them into the tree, v'samach haschach aleihen, and then you go ahead and you rest it on those kundesin that you punctured into the tree, Shari af lechatchila. Then it would be Shari lechatchila. That would be okay, because there you do not have any issue at all, either via the issue of being somech, okay, on something that's a davar that you can't be misachech on, because you put kilim basin in there, and that's something you can put the schach on. And obviously, then as well, you do not have to worry about being mishtamish with the ilan either. We now move weiter. Sif katan yud ches. Ve'ein oilin la biyontov. So he says, v'im avar va'ala biyontov. What happens if the guy was a bad boy? So he has his sukkah. You're not on the tree. You're not allowed to go on the tree on Yom Tov to get to the sukkah. Let's say you did. Yotze yidei chavasa. You're still yotze even though you were over an iser climbing up. Ve'ein apri megadim. Shemesape im ein lo biyontov. Rak sukkah. Al gabe behem al ilan. Apri megadim has a suffix. What happens if on Yom Tov the only sukkah you have is a sukkah on a behema or on a tree? In mutter lo lechatchila los, is it mutter in such a case lechatchila to go and climb up? Ubikure Yaakov masik de aser. Ubikure Yaakov says there's no heter. Why? The chachamim patru ayin sham. You can't say that any heter here to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, that and this is the only way. To go ahead and climb on the tree or on the animal to be Yaitse. Here you can't say that there's any heter. Why? Because the Chachamim patted you, and since the Chachamim went ahead and patted you, so therefore there's no heter to go ahead. The Chachila Lalois to be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now this is a big sugya, because the Pshat, it's a whole Yisayit here of the Chachamim pattering. I don't know how much you guys did, how many places you guys saw. But this is a big issue in the Rishonim, because here you have a situation where midrabanan, that they're basically telling you that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, right? Because this is your only sukkah. This is your only sukkah. And because of the gzeirah d'rabanan, you can't go ahead and what? You can't go ahead and be mekayim the d'oraisa. This is to go up there. So, but that's the bottom line. Chacham and patered, and therefore, there's no heter in such a situation to go ahead and go up. Now, move weiter. And by the way, that's why it's actually a chiddush that you're still going to be yotzei the mitzvah im avar va'ala biyomtiv, because it's possible that they were mafgia, that you wouldn't even be yotzei the mitzvah de ayraisa yesh kayach lechachomim lakor davar minat tayra b'shev the al taisa. Okay, let's move weiter. Miktsasa ala ilan u'miktsasa b'davar acher. What happens, however, if part of the sukkah is resting on the tree and part of it is on something else? In other words, you have a tree and you have like a balcony next to each other, and half of the sukkah, or part of the sukkah, is resting on the tree and part of the sukkah is resting on a balcony. So what's the halacha there? Imu b'inyan sh'imi natela ilan. If it's a situation where if you took away the tree, tisha'er hi omedes below tipal, the sukkah would still stay put on the balcony, then ola b'yomtov. Then you'd be able to go ahead and go onto that sukkah on Yom Tov, v'im lav ein olin la b'Yom Tov. But if not, you would not be able to go into that sukkah on Yom Tov. Meaning the heter would be based on the fact that the tree is not necessary to keep that sukkah up. And since the tree is not necessary to keep that sukkah up, you'll be able to go ahead and be mishtamesh in the sukkah. It won't be considered as if you're being mishtamesh with the ilan on Yom Tov. Let's look at this, Mr. Brura, Sifkat and Yutes. Miktsasa ala ilan, miktsasa b'davar acher. Hayin shasa mixas karkayas sukasa umixas taftosea ala isha arosha ilan. It means that a person put part of the floor of the sukkah and part of the walls of the sukkah on the top of an ilan. Umixas karkayasa, and part of the floor of the sukkah, umixas defanosea, and part of the walls al davar acher, like something else, like on a balcony or something. Besichech al defanos, and then he puts chach on top of the walls. Im yasuya keinyan sheminata la ilan. If it was put up in a way that if you took away the ilan, tishayer he omedes al hadavar acher lo tipo, if it would stand up anyway, even if you took, if the sukkah would stand and remain, even if the ilan was removed, then sifkatan chav olin la biyontov, you can go into that sukkah on yontov, hainu, nesulam. Obviously, you have to go up with a ladder. So you can't go ahead and climb a tree. Shalo al derech, right? Ha'ilan, you can't get up into the there's still an isser of climbing a tree. You just don't have, there's no problem in going ahead and being in the sukkah. And it's not considered you being mishtamish with the tree, even though it's a partial treehouse, but it's standing, it can stand without the tree, so therefore it's not viewed as standing on a tree, even though it is. Sifkam nechabalef, ein ola labiyamtif. If the sukkah would fall down without the tree, then you can't go onto that sukkah biyamtif, even with a ladder. The kevan she smichasa ala ilan, since it is resting on the tree and being supported by the tree, nimtza kesha nichnas lesocha. So since its actual core support, the tree is critical for that, so when he goes into the sukkah, mishtamesh bilan, he's considered being mishtamesh and utilizing the tree, which is asr. Sifka, siman tafresh chavtes, mima tsarech liyais hascha. What is the materials that can be used for schach? Dover aleph, dover shemesachachim bo, the items that you use for schach, tsarech sheyehei, they have to be, number one, someach min haaretz, they have to grow, mamish grow from the ground, v'salush, and it has to be severed from the ground, can't be mechubar, ve'eino mekabel tuma, and it has to be an item that's not mekabel tuma, meaning it can't be fruit, food items, can't be kalim. Aval, dover she'eino tzomeach min haaretz, something that is not, and does not grow from the ground, afal pi shegidulo min haaretz, ve'eino mekabel tuma. Even though it's gidulo min haaretz, Bishop Buddha points out, it just means even though it goes on the land and it's not mekabel tuma, kigon oros shel behema, skins, leather, shelo nevdu, even before it became leather, just skins, because like usually after it becomes leather and things like that, it might actually be a kli, but totally raw skins, she'enim mekabel tuma, they're not mekabel tuma, o mine matachos, or plain metal that is not yet made into a kli, ein misachem ben. You cannot go ahead and utilize them for schach, v'chein, and so too, you can't go ahead and use ein misachim ba'afar. You also can't use dirt, okay? Even though these are items that are in the ground, like dirt and metals and things like that, it's not something that is tzemeach from the ground. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph, Tzarech Sheyehei, Dishchi Dichsiv Chag Hasukos Teyaseh. Pasuk says, as you guys remember from the Gemara, it's the chaff and all that junk that comes from the grains and from the wine and from the vineyards. Dahainu kashin ve'eshkolos reikonim. This is the husks and all the chaff that is empty. Hilkach ein mesachin ella. So there we learn that it has to be from that which is gathered from the psolas going to the yakev, which is therefore number one, a davar shetzomeach min haaretz, it grows from the ground, and it's now talush, and eino mekabel tuma, it's not mekabel tuma. That's dumya dipsolas goren the yakev. That's what's similar to the psolas goren the yakev. Sheyesh b'hem kol advar malalu, right? The psolas of goren the yakev has all those three qualities, namely grows from the ground, severed from the ground, and it's not mekabel tuma. Sifkatan beis, beis ve'eino mekabel tuma, perish she'eino roi lekabel tuma. It means that it's something that is not susceptible to becoming tame, i.e. can't be a kli, can't be food. Sifkatan gimel, afal pisha gidulo min haaretz. Now it says, what does that mean? It's afal pisha gidulo min haaretz. So if it was Isaac Shapiro writing this, Mishnah Berurah, say, it means even though it's an animal that, what, it's nourished from the ground, doesn't grow from the ground. But that's not what Mishnah Berurah says. It means it goes ahead and it grows up on the ground. Min, and min is lav dafka. It just means that it's something that's on land and it's something that's not makabal tuma because the skins are not makabal tuma. Raw skins, sifkat and dalid, mine matachos, or types of metals. Kigon chatichos matachos. It means it's just like pieces of metal. Shalom nasu mehem shum kalim, they were not made into any type of kli. Shadayin einam mekablum tuma, they're not mekablum tuma, they're just pieces of sheets of metal. V'av di yisaydam gam kein min haaretz, and even though metals is mamish from the ground, v'hu adin afar mamish, and obviously afar is also from the ground, afilu hachi emes achim, and you can't go ahead and make schach out of it, you can't make a nice solid dirt roof. Why not? To be ina dafka, she is somchin min hakarka. It has to be something that is growing and sprouts forth from the ground, the low karka mamish, and not mamish karka. Ad kan veloy yoiser. Shpeichman.